CBC News with Julie Kendler. Reports from the United States say President Obama warned Donald Trump against hiring Michael Flynn as his national security adviser. Mr. Flynn resigned after less than a month in the position, after it emerged he had misled Vice President Mike Pence about his contacts with Russian diplomats. Senior officials from the Obama administration are currently appearing before a congressional investigation into links between Russia and the Trump team. The French president-elect Emmanuel Macron is continuing the task of forming a new government to begin work once he's sworn in on Sunday. Meanwhile, the political movement he set up says it's to alter its name as it focuses on winning a parliamentary majority next month. An appeals court in Austria has ordered that Facebook must remove hate postings in a ruling that is set to have international implications. It follows a case brought by the Green Party, which sought to block postings against its leader from a false account. There's been a large explosion in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Police officers have been quoted as saying at least 8 people were killed. The Islamist group Al-Shabaab said it carried out the attack. Thousands of Venezuelans have again taken to the streets at the start of another week of marches to protest against President Nicolas Maduro's call for a constituent assembly. His opponents say it would sideline the National Congress. Security is being reinforced in the Brazilian city of Curitiba ahead of the appearance of the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, before an anti-corruption judge. Lula's supporters say they are bringing thousands of people to the town. Residents and tourists on a remote Irish island have flocked to see a sandy beach that has reappeared after being washed away by storms more than 30 years ago. A freak tide has dumped thousands of tons of sand on a 300-metre stretch of rocky coastline on Achill Island. BBC News.